You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Jenna, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, I'm great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And excited about the book you're bringing us this morning. Sarade De Silva's new book. Feels like a, you know, part of the BFM whānau, the broad BFM community. What is Sarade's new book called, Jenna?
This is called Armour, and yes, Sarade's a big part of the BFM community, but she's also part of the Time Out community as well. We had her for one lovely summer at Christmas time, so, you know, it's one of those books that we can claim as our own.
Fantastic. It's really great then for all of us that it's also just a really fantastic book. I'm presuming you also loved reading it.
I know. Well, what a relief. That's a joke. Published by Moa Press, and it is a story of three women. I know Sarade's come in and talked to you guys about a month ago, but I guess I'll give a bit more background to the story because I know you guys talked more about her writing a book. But it's about, it's quite a common type of story when you have three generations of women, but I just love this type of book because I think a lot of people can connect to these and the complex relationships between mothers and grandmothers and throughout generations. But we have Annie, so it's set around 2018, Annie's section. She has just arrived in London on the doorstep of her uncle, who she's never met. Then this is the great first line. Annie Arnold Fernando doesn't care much for men. Isn't that great? That's how this book starts. And then we go back to Invercargill. And this is in the mid-80s. And we've got Josephina, Siddhartha, and Suri. So Josephina is Annie's grandmother, and Siddhartha is her mum, and Suri's her uncle that she doesn't talk to. So we get this... We start getting a backstory of why she's gotten to where she is and how she's landed at the doorstep. And this is also a great line about Invercargill. Invercargill is a small town that thinks it's a city at the bottom of a country full of white people who think they live in England. A really important thing I haven't...
Really accurate drag of Invercargill there, I feel.
One thing I should also mention is this is a Sri Lankan family, so this puts it into context.
Yes.
This family have arrived into Invercargill at the bottom of New Zealand and in the 80s and are living through the racism and otherness that they feel within this space. A really tragic thing happens and Siddhartha and Suri's father dies, which really derails the family unit. And then we also go to Singapore, which is where we get to Josephina's younger life. She starts at 10 years old in the 50s, and you find out why she is the way that she is. So there's all these... You start off with this kind of bomb, and then you go back to figure out why everyone is where they're at.
Totally.
But this is a very... With Sarade's writing, it's very visceral, and it's, you know, like in the sections of Singapore, there's the black soap, runny oats, eggs with onions and green chili. It's all about your senses, and the senses are sparked using food and scent and nature and evoking these really strong memories for the characters. There's really surprising plotting in this book. There's a few... Have you guys read it yet?
I've read it, yeah, I loved it.
Midway.
Oh, awesome. There's a, obviously no spoilers, but there's a thing that happens in Singapore, and I was like, oh, okay, I wasn't expecting that to happen, and that sends the novel off, I think, on a really sharp trajectory. Would you agree, Rachel?
I think so, and I think that I had the same reaction. I wasn't expecting it, and it was such a, like, fantastic thing to be surprised by in the way that, you can think you know something about this book, and then Sarade is very good at sort of changing the direction in a way that feels like she's very much in control of that narrative.
Exactly, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. It made me think about how she wrote it and approached it as well. So, yeah, there's lots of tales of revenge, and Sarade says this is a book about women, and it really is. They really lift this book a the bonds that tie them together, inherited trauma, and just asking questions, which you may not be able to ask. One thing I really love that really shines in this novel in terms of complex female relationships is but how Annie is perhaps more forgiving of her grandmother to things she would never forgive her mother for, and how those, if you jump a generation, you can kind of become more empathetic it captures that perfectly. I just really enjoyed that. So I would highly recommend, if you haven't read Ama already, definitely pick it up. I can't wait to read what Sarai does next as well, because I think this is only the starting point.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Ama by Sarai De Silva. Thanks, Jenna. Have a nice morning, and we will see you in a couple of weeks up in the studio.
Yes, definitely. Looking forward to it.
Kia ora.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.